Shalom, shalom. Once again, this is your brother, Aki Yehoshua Baka Ben Levi Ben Israel. And I just want to give thanks and praise to the Creator for allowing me to do this. And that was another great selection by the brother Bob Marley, Could You Be Loved? And we are still on the topic of love. What is love? And this is the episode where we will be finishing up the truth, the last attribute that I want to talk about. If you remember, we talked about commitment, cleaving, forgiveness, kindness, patience, respect, selflessness. Now we're on truth, finishing up truth. And I just want to say that I love you very much. I love the Most High very much. And this is something that is very needed in not just the Israelite community, but the Black community and the human community. We are supposed to be a nation of truth. We are supposed to be bringers of light, which is the truth. We are a light to the world. And I would just like to add another thing about togetherness. Going back to that subject, where the Most High said, gather yourselves together, who was he talking about? Was he just talking about the Israelites? People that claim to be Israelites? Was he talking about Torah-based Israelites? Was he talking about the Messianic Israelites? Was he talking about the Christians, the Muslims, the Buddhists? Who is he talking about? Well, some people seem to think that he's just talking about the Torah-based Israelites. Some people think he was just talking about the Messianic Israelites. If our brothers and sisters that are out there don't know the truth about who they are, who was he talking about? He was talking about everybody. He was talking about the Torah-based Israelites, Messianic Israelites, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, everybody. And I have to say that, well, there's going to come a day when we get to studying that famous verse, Amos. Is that Amos 3? How can two walk together, at least they be agreed? And we're never going to agree on everything. Never. That's like against human nature. But if you do your studying, you know, your research on that verse, you understand that that word accept deals with debating. It deals with debating. And we know how that looks now. And that's why they did it. So the Most High can show you what that looked like. How can we gather ourselves together if we're debating? Because debating is just arguing. Debating is something that can cause a wall to be built. So I just wanted to throw that out there in hopes that people dig into that a little deeper. We're never going to agree on everything. So, gather yourselves together and understand that love will get us there. Love will get us to that point of togetherness where, you know, me as a Torah-based Israelite have to say that after talking to some Christians, some Messianic people, and even some Muslims, that even though the Torah-based Israelites are so staunch in sticking to and beating down Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, that we sometimes don't understand that that builds up a wall. And the day that we all find out the cold hard truth about everything will be in the wilderness. But for right now, we have to come together. Everybody has a job. Ask the Most High, if you haven't figured that out, what your job is. Set things to the side until we get to the wilderness. Okay, so once again, I just want to give thanks and praise to the Creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is by saying, Hallelujah. And get to the meat of the matter, which is love. Love and truth. And I'll start off with reading Leviticus once again, chapter 19, starting from verse 17. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. Thou shalt not in any wise rebuke thy neighbor, and not suffer sin upon him. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. But thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Most High. Okay, so, truth. Finishing up truth. First, I want to go to the book of Isaiah, Yeshayahu, and see what that says. Let's go to chapter 10, and let's read verse 20. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 20. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as are escaped of the house of Jacob shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but they shall stay upon the Most High, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. In truth. Okay, so we shall stay upon the Most High, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. Okay, but let me go up, because I just saw something that stood out. And I'll start from 16. Slicka. Therefore shall the Most High. Let me start. Therefore shall Adonai, the Most High of hosts, send among his fat ones leanness, and under his glory he shall kindle a burning like the burning of a fire. And the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame, and it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day. Okay? And shall consume the glory of his forest and of his fruitful field, both soul and body. And they shall be as when a standard bearer fainteth, and the rest of the trees of his forest shall be few, that a child may write them. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as are escaped of the house of Jacob shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon the Lord, shall stay upon the Most High, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. Slick again. Okay. So we are to stay in the Most High in truth. Not in a lie. Not in deceit. Because you can, if you know the truth and you know somebody need to hear the truth, and you don't say it in kindness, love and kindness, you can not tell the truth and be deceitful, because deceitful just deal with misleading. So that's something to think about, right? Yeah. Beams of light. Light deals with exposure. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Let's see. Next one I want to go to is Isaiah chapter 42. And let's see, 1-3. Yeah. Hallelujah. Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delight. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. And it says that because there's a lot of people out there that claim to know the truth. Some people are actually deceiving, saying this is the truth and it's not. So the truth of today, because we live in such a wicked time, that there's going to have to be judgment in that truth. What's true? What's right? Right? Look at the world today. So this is talking about something that's going to happen in the future. We're not there yet. We're getting close. But we're not there yet. Okay? Let's see. Isaiah 59. And we're going to read that whole chapter. Okay? 20 verses, is it? 21 verses. Isaiah 59. The whole chapter. Hallelujah. Behold, the Most High's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your power, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None call for justice, nor any plead for the truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch a cockatrice egg and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs die, and that which is crushed breaketh into a viper. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever go therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither do justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold, obscurity for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday, as in the night, and we are in desolate places as dead men. We roar like bears and mourn, soar like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far off from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us, for our transgressions are with us. And as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Most High, and departing away from our power, speaking up oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, and judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity
cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and that he depart from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Most High saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation is upon his head, and he put on garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, according he will repay. Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, to the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Most High from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Most High shall lift up a standard against him. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Most High. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Most High. My Spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Most High, from henceforth and forever. You see all that in this chapter? What a great chapter, right? Look at all these words about truth and justice and righteousness and judgment. In verse 3, he said, For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue have muttered perverseness. None call for justice, nor any pleaded for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. You see that? That sound like us. No justice, no peace. Right? We call them for justice now. Right? Why? Because that's the hand of the Most High. Killing us in the street. He said we was going to be on the street like dung. So we know now what not receiving any justice looks like. So we're calling out. We crying out for justice. We want to know the truth. What happened to this brother in this police station? Right? What happened to him? We crying for truth. Crying for justice. Okay. What else do we see here? Verse 5 says, they hatch a cockatrice egg and weave the spider's web. He that eateth their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. You understand that? What is he saying here? You know when you tell somebody the truth and your intent is to help them, and that truth might crush them. Right? But instead of humbling themselves, what do? They break out into a viper ready to bite you. This is the world we live in. The truth hurt most people because we don't have our armor on. Right? So we have to be careful when telling each other the truth. Hold on just a second. Let's see. Just a second. Let's see. I meant to get this up and going before we start, but I had to get that going because this actually helps me also. All right, so where do we want to go next? Verse 9
says, therefore is judgment far from us, neither do of justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold, obscurity for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. You see that? Darkness. Therefore is judgment far from us. Are we getting righteous judgment in this country and across the world? Why isn't the Most High allowing us to receive judgment, righteous judgment and justice? Why isn't justice overtaking us? Because we didn't want to do these things. We didn't want to follow the law. So the Almighty has to always show us what this looks like, not receiving justice. The police shooting us down in the street and not being able to do anything about it. You can't take a cop to court. Well, I mean, you can, but we know what the scripture says about that, right? The Most High said they will find themselves not guilty. So who is upholding them against us to get us to turn from our ways? It's the Most High, right? He said he gave also Jacob to the curse. So here we are in this nation with all these afflictions, no judgment, no justice, no truth. And we know what that looks like in our community. If you just be quiet, if you don't snitch, you know, people even talk about, or don't talk about, right, who they in relationships with. Why do you want to keep that a secret if you're living righteously? Right? That should be on blast. Like me and such together. Why don't we do that? So we can have who we actually sleeping with. You might be sleeping with two or three people. And that's on both sides, men and women, right? You want to keep your love life a secret. How is that going to look when we get in the land? Is it going to be any secrets like that in the land? No. It can't be, right? Torah won't even allow that. But, you know, I have to remind us that we are living in the wilderness / captivity. That's where we are as a people. We have time to get it right. But time is running out. Right? Who wants to wait till the last minute? Because the Most High said, seek him early. He knows who's seeking him early. Right? Yeah, he does. Okay, so it says, we grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. You ever seen that show, The Walking Dead? Who is that about? What is that about? Is it about you? Is it about me? Why are these zombies walking around eating flesh? Why do they always sound angry? Why is everything on them rotten except their eyes and their mouth and their ears? These people are the walking dead, but they can still hear. Their eardrums hasn't rotten out of their skull yet. Who are they talking about? Okay. All right, so what else we see? Verse 13 says, in transgressing and lying against the Most High and departing away from our power,
speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. This chapter is filled with things about the truth. How can you have judgment and justice without the truth? Right? And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. You see that? When justice standeth afar off, and the truth is fallen in the street, right? People say, keep your love life secret. So why? Why keep your love life secret? In the wilderness, did we do things like that? How did that pan out for us? If you got a next door neighbor, there's not going to be any secrets. You can't go into your closet and pray to a strange deity when we get into the land. There won't be any secrets. What will we, and people get all that from, let's see, the book of Proverbs and Ecclesiastics. And, you know, some books, I guess, in Apocrypha. I haven't read up on that yet. But you have to ask yourself, what will we be like with just the first five books? Are we going to need these books of prophecy? I don't think so. Isaiah, Jeremiah, all those going to be gone, because the most I said is certain things we won't call to mind. So if Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, all about our gross transgressions against the Most High, those books cannot exist, right? So what are we going to go back to? You would have to say the first five books and maybe the book of Psalms, right? Maybe. Why would he want us in the land and we living in peace forever? Why would he want us to keep going back to books like Isaiah, where it talk about how we transgress against the Most High so badly, about our stay in America and other places around this world? They can't exist, right? He said he's going to make a new heavens and a new earth and give us a new heart and a new mind. So they're not going to exist. We're just going to be reading out of the Torah, the first five books, and maybe the book of Psalms, the book of praising his name. Okay, so we keep running into truth, justice, judgment, and lies. Okay, so verse 15 says, yeah, yea, truth faileth, and he that depart from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Most High saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. You see that? Yea, truth faileth. And he that depart from evil make himself a prey. You understand that? When people, let's say you get out of the dope game, that's evil, right? The dope game is evil, so you depart from that. So you're not on your P's and Q's like you used to be. And you become prey. You know? He call us, you know, we call ourselves the Lion of Yehuda and things like that. Well, you have to ask yourself, is the lion a clean animal or unclean? Lions are opportunistic hunters, which means they prey on the weak. Why are we modeling ourselves after such an animal? An animal, right? And the Most High compared us to certain animals. So that's just something I think about sometimes. Why do we do that? Yeah, the lion is a powerful animal. He's a meat eater. He's brave. He has a harem of women. Lionesses. King of the jungle, right? Who wants to be king of the jungle? Why not just king of a city? I'm being sarcastic, right? Okay, so what do we see in verse 19? It says, so shall they fear the name of the Most High. Here we go, right? Fear. And the Most High from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Most High shall lift up a standard against him. Why did we go here? I think I messed that up. Oh, no. For fear instead of truth this time, right? Okay, so fear. Fear and truth in the same chapter. Chapters equals the Most High in a thought. Okay? So what else we have about the truth? Why should we tell the truth? Truth is the light. Okay, so what do we want to read? We want to read, let's see, as we go to Jeremiah 2, right? Let's see, Jeremiah 2, maybe. And I think we read that already. Can get my wires crossed a little bit. Yeah, I think we got that already. Then the last one. All right, so Jeremiah 7 then. Let's go to Jeremiah 7. And verse 28 and 29. Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 28 and 29. Hallelujah. But thou shalt say unto them, this is a nation that obey not the voice of the Most High, their power, nor receive correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth. Cut off thy hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away, and take up a lamentation on high places, for the Most High hath rejected and forsaken a generation of his wrath. Okay? Let's see. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth. Why it seemed like even with Torah-based Israelites, it's hard to get the truth. Everything's a secret. And that's kind of disturbing, I must say. Okay. Truth faileth in us. Truth is perished in our neighborhoods and everywhere you turn, just about. Okay, so Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 8. Hallelujah. Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of wayfaring men, that I might leave my people and go from them. For they be all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men. And they bend their tongues like their bow for lies. But they are not violent for the truth upon the earth. For they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, saith the Most High. Take ye heed, every one of his neighbor, and trust not ye not in any brother. For every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanders. And they will deceive every one his neighbor and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves to commit iniquity. Thy habitation is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit they refuse to know me, the Most High. Therefore thus said the Most High of hosts, behold, I will melt them and try them, for how shall I do for the daughter of my people? Their tongue is an arrow shot out and speak deceit. One speak peacefully to his neighbor with his mouth, but in his heart he lay in wait. Look at that, right? You want to talk about disturbing. And they bend their tongues like their bow for lies, but they are not violent. I can't get that word out. Violent men for the truth upon the earth. It don't say in Jerusalem, right? It says upon the earth. And why does this word supplant here, right? And it's funny that that's here because I wanted to speak on what an Israelite is. And we're going to cover that in depth eventually. But who is the supplanter? Jacob, right? Jacobites versus Israelites. Which one are you? Which one am I? Because I'm going to tell you something. If you're an Israelite, you have so much power that you don't have to supplant. You don't have to sneak around and hide things from the government. You're going to have so much power that you won't have to do those things. You will be able to call down power from the Most High. No more supplanting. Figure out what it is to be an Israelite. You prince of power. You strove with man and with the Most High and prevail. That's what that means. Be a prince of power. Be an Israelite. Step away from being a Jacobite that dealt with deceiving. Jacob did that, right? I'm not taking away anything from our forefather Jacob. But everybody has negative traits and positive traits. And his name means supplanter. That's why we see the word deceive here, right? And while we're here, let's get this word. Let's get the definition of this word deceive. Deceive. Let's see. Deceive. Ensnare. Wow, look at that, right? Didn't know that was there. And why did I say that? Where did we just read about that? We just read about that in the book of Isaiah chapter 59. Starting from the fourth verse. I'll read that again. Hallelujah. None call for justice nor any pleaded for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web. That's a snare. That is a snare. It says they weave the spider's web. Okay, so ensnare. To be false, too. To cheat. Right? Look at that. To make someone believe something that is not true. To practice deceit. To give a false impression. You see that? To give a false impression. It's like I said, you can give somebody an image that's an impression and be fake and mislead, right? So let's keep going. What else does it say here? Let's read some synonyms. Bamboozle, right? We're in a land right now where we are lied to daily. This is what it looks like when you live in a life of falsehood. We live in amongst a people that we used to call trickologists back in the day. Malcolm X said, you've been bamboozled. So how the word beguile get here too, right? That's going back to Genesis chapter 3, right? Bluff, buffalo, burn. Look at that. Catch, con, cozen, delude, dupe, fake out, fool, gaff, ghoul, gull, have, hoax, hoodwink, misguide, misinform, mislead, snow, spoof, string along, take in, and trick. Right? Antonyms or near antonyms.
debunk, expose, reveal, show up, uncloak, uncover. Now we supposed to be beings of light. We are supposed to bring light to the world. Light deals with exposure, right? How did it come up with the book of Revelations? The root of that word is to reveal. And like I said, I'm a Torah-based Israelite, so that still makes sense to me, right? Even though they got a lot of that from, the book of Zechariah, I want to say. But that's the last of their book, right? And I just have to go to this word cheat, right? To deprive of something valuable by the use of deceit or fraud. To influence or lead by deceit, trick, or artifice. To elude or thwart by, or as if by, outwitting. You see that? Outwitting? People always saying, oh, he's so smart, she's so smart. That deals with outwitting. So is being smart something good? Or does it mean you good at deceiving people? Right? We have to redefine certain things. If we all been brainwashed. Right? To practice fraud or trickery. To violate rules dishonestly. To be sexually unfaithful. To position oneself defensively near a particular area in anticipation of a play in that area. To position oneself defensively near a particular area in anticipation of a play in that area. Wow. Right? Synonyms for cheat. Disappoint, dissatisfy, fail, let down. Antonyms are content, gratify, satisfy. Interesting, right? Yeah, I have to say that's very interesting. Okay, so what else we see here? We just read Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 8. Now let's go to, the book of Hosea. It takes us to the book of Hosea. Hosea chapter 4. And we're going to read verses 1 through verses 1 through 11. Okay, let's see. Verses 1 through 11. Hosea chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Hallelujah. Hear the word of the Most High, you children of Israel, for oh my goodness, I can't talk today. Let me start over. Hear the word of the Most High, you children of Israel. For the Most High have a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of the Most High in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out, and blood touch blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish, with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Wow. That's a prophecy we've been seeing. Yet let no man strive nor reprove another. For thy people are as they that strive with the priest. Therefore shalt thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night. And I will destroy thy mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because that thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of the Most High. I will also forget thy children. Look at that, right?
our children in foster homes. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. And there shall be like people like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings, for they shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and shall not increase, because they have left off to take heed to the Most High. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. Look at that, right? How many alcoholics we have in our community? People strung out on drugs. By swearing and lying. We have verse 2. Well, let me just go back up to 1. Hear the word of the Most High, ye children of Israel. For the Most High have a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of the Most High in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out. Is that why you want to keep relationships secret? So we can just keep sleeping around? That's a big problem in our nation. Promiscuity. People trying to sleep with all the women they can find. Women liking men just because they look good. And going to the next. Let's keep our relationship a secret. You know? And they get things like that from the book of Proverbs. Okay. We are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We all know this famous verse, right? Chapter verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You don't know what love is. People don't know what love is. You don't know who the Most High is. We don't know who the Most High is. Our people are lost. He said, I will also forget your children. Our children, like I said, in foster homes, roaming the street, being kidnapped and everything for our organs. Okay? We have to serve him and serve him wholeheartedly. Okay, so remember that we are beings of light. We are people who are supposed to bring judgment to this world. And we can't do that if we can't gather ourselves together. If we keep lying to one another. If we don't love each other. How can we love each other if we don't know what love is? This is hopefully why the Most High put this on my spirit to do. Love your Christian brother. Love your Torah-based brother. Love your Muslim brother. And things will be made straight when we get in the wilderness. And it's like I said, you don't even have to debate somebody and build up a wall. But as long as you get your congregation speaking bad about Jesus, that's going to turn people off. But you're supposed to be trying to bring people in. You understand? We must stop the debating. We must just use each other's resources. If Christianity is a sore spot for Torah-based Israelites, if as Torah-based, as Messianics and Torah-based Israelites don't believe in Jesus, is a sore spot for you, let's not bring it up. Let's do like the Most High did in the wilderness. Who is on for the Most High, the Most High only? Stand on this side. That's what it's going to look like. You have to ask yourself. Then hopefully enough people, whoever is right or wrong, the people who the Most High take out of here, that will serve as an example. Right? And we'll know. Okay, so we're almost done. I wanted to read about the Torah and it being light. Proverbs chapter 6, starting from, let's see, well, we'll read 23, right? For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of light, life. You see that? For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. And I'm sure you're saying, well, brother, Yehoshua, you just said we don't need the book of Proverbs. Right? But that's so much truth right there. Right? The commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. Bring the law. It's the truth. To say other words is me saying the Torah is a lie. Right? Okay, so we're going to finish up with the book of Zechariah. In the book of Zechariah, it says, let's get there. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 19. Let's see. Well, is it 19? Let's start from verse 16. Or, let's see. No. 8 through 19. Yeah, that's what we're going to read. All right. Zechariah chapter 8, starting from verse 8. Hallelujah. And I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their power in truth and in righteousness. Thus saith the Most High of hosts, let your hands be strong, yea, that here in these days, these words by the mouth of the prophets, which were in the day that the foundation of the house of the Most High of hosts was laid, that the temple might be built. For before these days, there was no hire for man, nor any hire for beast, neither was there any peace to him that went out and came in because of the affliction, for I set all men, everyone against his neighbor. Wow. But now I will not be unto the residue of this people as in the former days, saith the Most High of hosts. For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due, and I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. And it shall come to pass that as ye were a curse among the heathen, O house of Yehuda, and the house of Israel, so will I save you, and ye shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. For thus saith the Most High of hosts, as I thought to punish you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, saith the Most High of hosts, and I repented not. So again have I thought to in these days to do well unto Jerusalem and to the house of Yehuda. Fear ye not. These are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor. And love no false oath, for all these things that I hate, saith the Most High. And the word of the Most High of hosts came unto me, saying, thus saith the Most High of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth shall be to the house of Yehuda joy and gladness and cheerful feast. Therefore love the truth and peace. Look at that, right? And I have to leave you with that. What a great verse, right? Let your hands be strong. Let your worship be strong. That's what that means. Let your walk be strong. He keeps saying, fear not. If you have this truth, if you're not being a Jacobite, but you're focusing on being an Israelite, you study and understand what that is. You are unstoppable. These are the things that you shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. If you know the truth and you think about keeping your mouth shut, you staying out of it, you misled your neighbor. You might as well told a lie yourself. Execute the judgment of truth. Truth, the judgment of truth. That's why people get so angry when you tell them the truth. Because it is a judgment. And this is what we need, right? Yeah. He said, love, mercy, and the truth, and judgment, justice. He said, therefore, love the truth and peace. Which means, if you love the truth, it will bring peace. Because don't nobody like being lied to. Don't nobody like feeling like they're being deceived or misled. That's why we're so anxious to find the truth right now. Right? So I just want to sign off, say I love you very much. And I want to end this with a song. Hopefully you get some understanding. Hopefully we do understand. And listen to the words of this song. Until next time. Love you very much. Shalom.
Come on, baby, when the music's playing, I wanna see you dancing.